Horst, we've got to get Jay away, Ruth said urgently. No escape, he mumbled. Not for the damned. And were we ever anything but? Oh, yeah? Don't you believe it? She began to pull Jay across the stream of people, heading towards the nearest row of cabins. Horst lowered his head and followed. They reached the cabins just as some kind of commotion started down by the jetty, shouting, the splash of something heavy falling into the river. It meant nobody was paying her much attention. Thank Christ for that, Ruth said. She led Jay down the gap between the two cabins. Where are we going, Mummy? Jay asked. We'll hide out for a couple of hours until that bloody hunting party gets back. Goddamn Pole for stripping the village. He's beyond damnation now, Horst said. Look, Horst, just what... Jackson Gale stepped around the end of the cabin and planted himself firmly in front of them. Ruth, little Jay, Father Horst, come to me. You are so welcome. Bollocks, Ruth snarled. She swung the laser rifle round. There was no targeting beam. Even the power-level LEDs were dead. Shit! Jackson Gale took a step towards them. There is no death any more, Ruth, he said. There will never be death again. Ruth thrust Jay towards Horst. It was one of the hardest things she had ever done. Get her out of here, Horst. Get her away. Trust me, Ruth, you will not die. Jackson Gale held out his hand. Come. Screw you! She dropped the useless laser rifle, standing between him and Jay. There is no sanctuary, Horst mumbled. Not on this cursed planet. Mummy! Jay wailed. Horst, just for once in your fucking pitiful life, do something right. Take my daughter and get her out of here. This bastard isn't getting past me. I... do it! God bless you, Ruth! He started to pull a struggling Jay back the way they had come. Mummy, please! She shrieked. Go with Horst. I love you. She drew her bowie knife from its belt scabbard. Good, solid, dependable steel. Jackson Gale grinned. Ruth could have sworn she saw fangs.